church services would be held at our house. You know, so the services went around different homes in different Sundays. So you had to rotate. But each time they came to Platrand and the very specific farm we were in, they would be held at our house. So things like Holy Communion, when the minister comes from town to give Holy Communion, would want a very specific place that they are familiar with or they know. That happened to be our house at the time. In my experience with the church and how my family interacted, the Methodism and being Methodists, or faith in general, was more of saying, just getting more people involved. So my uncle followed soon on my grandmother's steps, joining the church. Then my grandfather also did the same, being the member of the local Methodist church. I think two of my aunts also did the same. It started feeling like a community or a home of Methodists in the early and towards the late 2000s in terms of just getting everyone understanding that it's good to be part of the faith community.
Yeah. And what were the services like that were held?
So the services were long, very long services. They were also flexible in terms of when they would start. Oh. You wouldn't really, really know what time is a service starting. But everyone would just keep coming, showing up. And Mr. Shabalala, who was the only accredited Methodist preacher, you know, if it's not Holy Communion, he would do the services. So whenever him and his van and the people he was transporting, they arrived, then you knew that, oh, now the service was going to start. But that was dependent on when did he wake up, driving around the different farms, collecting people. Sometimes his vehicle, if it breaks on the roadside, and then, you know, you have to wait. But people would just come up and sit around and wait for the preacher to arrive. And as soon as the preacher arrives, even if it's 11 o'clock, you'd finish at 1. But it was something people always looked forward to. People got a chance to also, in a way, you know, say something about the preacher's message. So the preacher would finish preaching, but then the preacher would ask and say, come and contribute to today's message. So that was a very popular practice.
So you hadn't prepared?
No, yes, really spontaneous.
Yes.
To say, this is what this message says to me. In a way, you become, you provide a testimony of some kind. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's something that you feel, you know, that's in your heart.